Welcome back for 33rd chapter, which is on traveler's check. This instrument became very common as people started traveling across countries, across cities, and to ensure that they don't need to carry cash, at the same time have the facility to give payments in other countries, traveler's check as an instrument came into being. So it was introduced by American Express as to compete against the US post office money order. However, this product quickly spread in Europe, where there was no such product which existed before. So, traveler's checks are issued by banks and financial institutions like American Express to travelers. It is for the convenience of travelers and therefore considered safer than hard money that you need to carry. If it is lost, the issuing company will issue fresh traveler's checks on being intimated of the loss, and they are issued in different denominations. Traveler's check can be purchased at any of the bank which is participating against for issuing of traveler's check or by travel agents. It is normally purchased at a face value plus some small commission which needs to be paid to the person issuing it. Obviously, due to anti-money laundering provisions, traveler's check cash, it can be purchased into cash only up to rupees 50,000, and above 50,000 it has to be, you have to issue a check or debit the account of the purchasers. Traveler's checks are widely accepted at shops, hotels and other outlets in different parts of the world. So on purchasing the traveler's check, the purchaser is required to sign the check in the presence of the issuer. So when you go to the bank branch and take a traveler's check, then you have to sign behind in the presence of the issuer, and while encashing, that is when you are wanting money against it, you are again required to sign in front of the person who is accepting it, so that both the signatures are compared in front of two human beings, and then only the payment is made. And most importantly, even identity of the person is required to be shown when encashing traveler's check. So traveler's check is like a pay order. So it is drawn and issued on the same office of the issuing party. The payee's name is left blank at the time of the issue, because when they are encashed, the payee's name is inserted at that time. The holder may also enter his name as payee. In such case, if the holder wants to give good title to another, he has to endorse it and hand it over. The order contained while handing it over is not unconditional, as it requires the holder's counter signature before payment, and there is no expiry date for traveler's check, and they never go stale. Thank you for it.